It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. Happy Friday to you. April 21st. Before we get into the birthdays today, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com and do all the things that will support the show. You know what that is. So do those things. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. So do not miss an episode. We like to get those out by noon so you can have those on your lunch break. Hence the Lunch Show. All right, let's get started with celebrity birthdays. Queen Elizabeth II was born on this day. Tony Romo is 42 today. Iggy Pop is 75. He was the lead singer of The Stooges. Robert Smith, 63, lead singer of The Cure. Rob Riggle, 52. He's a comedian. I wouldn't have known the name, but if you see a picture of the guy, yeah, yeah. He's been in movies, too. And then Tony Danza. Obviously, we all know who Tony Danza is. He is 71. All right. And also on this day, our new segment, 2016, Prince died from an accidental overdose of fentanyl. In 1934, the Daily Mail printed a photograph that reportedly depicted the small head and neck of the Loch Ness Monster. Yes, that classic photograph of Nessie came out in 1934. And in 1789, John Adams was sworn in as the first Vice President of the United States of America. We've got breaking news. This one from Entertainment Tonight. Charges against Baldwin in Rust shooting drop. In addition to Baldwin's arrest, film weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was also charged, but her charges have not been dropped. So we're going to wait to see what happened there. Somebody has to answer for this somewhere down the line. Someone's responsible for this, okay? And if you go to, all right, Baldwin didn't do it, so you got to go to the management of the production, and that's Baldwin. So are they just going to drop everything? Nah, it was an accident. Let's get on with our lives. I don't know. That's pretty sick to me, but we're moving on here. I've got a headline from CNN. The most powerful rocket ever built briefly took flight and then exploded in midair. Yeah, since then, I learned that that was by design. They intentionally blew it up. So it was a success. I've heard it was a success, even though it blew up. But good luck to them. I'm not going to Mars. No one's going to Mars. I'm not saying no one will try, but they're going to not ever be back to Earth if they try. A three-year trip, I hear. So, yeah. Yeah, they're never coming back if they try. But, hey, you know, some people want to go like that, I guess. I don't know. Here's a story from Newsmax. 16 million in gold and banknotes stolen from Toronto Airport. This sounds like the Lufthansa heist in New York City, you know, with the Goodfellas guys. But yeah, no suspects or arrests have been made at this point. So hopefully they'll, you know, dust for fingerprints and nab these jokers. All right. I've got a headline here from Newsmax. New Florida. This is a good one. This is a good one. We have a no tolerance for murder policy here at the lunch show. So this one is a good one. New Florida law allows 2/3 majority for death penalty. That's great. That's great. No longer can just one person screw the whole thing up. It makes Florida the fourth state that will not require a unanimous vote to impose the death sentence. Look, you don't have anything to worry about if you don't go around killing people. Yeah, nothing to worry about. You know, if someone decides to go killing people, they got to go. I mean, they played God and decided when someone exits this existence, and they don't have that power. They're not supposed to. So they have to pay. And this is how they're going to pay. I've got a headline here from Newsweek. This is really cool. Man reels in largest fish ever caught in Tennessee. This guy caught a 149-pound paddlefish. It's crazy. And so I'm looking at this. I'm like, oh, no kidding. Well, I go to Tennessee every summer to a lake. And turns out he caught it at that lake. So, it sounds cool, but I'm thinking, you know what? I'm out there swimming with like a fish that's as big as me, almost. I used to watch River Monsters, you know? And so now I'm like, eeh. All right, let's see here. Oh, this one's crazy. This is crazy. This is from Stylecaster. First headline from Stylecaster. How did Aaron Carter die? His cause of death was revealed by the coroner. He drowned while he was huffing difluorothane. That's like audio cleaner. That what makes you able to compress air in aerosols like audio cleaner. Oh my God. Like, how old is this guy? And he's huffing stuff. Look, I was a stupid teenager. You know, I did stupid stuff, but you know, how old's Aaron Carter? I don't know his age, but I think he's old enough that he should know. He had addiction problems to huffing. Who does that? Good gracious. All right. This is the one we always love. We always love to finish the day on a good note, and that's what we do with every episode. And this is the good news story for the day. This one is from Reuters. Texas man sentenced to life in prison after receiving 9th DUI. Now, I'm sorry, it's not this feel-good animal good news story. I get that. I love those two. But this is great. This guy, he's just one of those guys that just will not learn. Just will not. He's been in prison twice. Whenever they let him out, he just jumps back in some car, I don't know, and drives. And, like, kills people. Or I don't know that he killed anyone. I didn't get that far into researching this. But just in August 22, he ran a light. And crashed into someone. And the courts determined that due to his patterns, this guy will not stop driving wasted. And so that he got life in prison. First I've ever heard of some drunk getting life in prison for DUIs or DWIs, whatever you want to call them. So that that is amazing news. We're big on locking up losers. We love to lock up losers. It's great. Wish we didn't have them, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Okay, well, folks, I'm going to call that an episode, and I am going to get ready for the weekend. I hope you have an awesome weekend. Don't forget to email me at Chad's lunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. And subscribe, for God's sakes. Just click on subscribe. Like, yeah. Wherever you're listening to the show, you know. Okay, well, we're going to leave it at that. And I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Keep kicking ass in your life. And until Tuesday, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.